Our next game is called Games Fictional People Play, and here to play it are Christy Sveck and Jordan Belts. Christy, I have been given to understand that you once won an all-expenses-paid trip to Montana courtesy of the Philip Morris Corporation.
That is true, yes.
What a wonderful fairy tale of a story. Did you find a golden cigarette in a box?
No. It was a random drawing, and my sister and I ended up going there for 4 days.
Montana, is that Marlboro country by any chance?
Apparently it is now. I mean, it was really beautiful. I mean, smoking aside, it was really, really fun.
Wait, so when all the expenses were paid, were you also given tons of cigarettes?
I think we got 5 packs when we got there for 4 days.
That seems like a lot of packs.
Luggage, all the outdoor clothing we needed, boots, cowboy hats.
How about dry cleaning pills? Were they paid for?
No, not that. No.
The wonderful, generous people of Philip Morris Corporation.
Yeah.
Jordan, I have been told that you hate being wrong, and you are known for never losing an argument even when you are actually wrong. You sound like a delightful young man. It also tells me that you are an attorney, which surprises me.
It all makes sense now, right?
It does. It all comes together. Why do you hate being wrong so much?
Well, it's great in my professional career. When I'm in court, you can just sort of beat your opponent into submission with facts or made up facts. But
you're also at a quiz show right now. It's entirely possible you're going to get something wrong.
I will convince you that I am not incorrect.
We'll see about that. This game is about, it's a game about games. The twist is that the games we're talking about are from works of fiction. So think Quidditch from Harry Potter. And of course, although Quidditch was created by J.K. Rowling, thanks to the nerds, it is now a real sport where you can run around on a field with a broomstick between your legs. Finally.
People really do that?
Yes, they do. It's called Quidditch.
Ring in when you know the answer, and the winner will move on to the final round at the end of the show. Here we go. These grisly, young adult-oriented dystopian games feature Jennifer Lawrence fighting other teenage tributes to the death. Christy?
The Hunger Games?
That is right. Are you a fan?
Love it.
Love it, really?
Yeah.
Is this a dumb question? Who's your favorite? Does everybody root for Katniss?
Katniss, right? I guess.
Right.
She's the one that survives, so I mean.
I guess.
Yeah. You'd be a fool to root
that.
For anybody else. Trey Parker and Matt Stone starred in a 1998 movie about this made-up pro sport combining hoops with America's pastime and a lot of trash talk. Jordan, now is your big chance to be wrong.
Basketball,
that's right.
Did not even have to convince us.
Yeah, didn't have to convince us. Still not wrong, Jordan. In that way, you're doing great.
There's still time.
Yeah.
This board game is awful. It makes vines grow all over your house and wild animals appear from nowhere. Players get sucked into the game board for 26 years and the gameplay is just boring dice rolling. Pass.
Jumanji.
Christy. Yes.
I'm so sorry.
All right, we'll give you the game. You tell us what TV show it's from. True American is 50% drinking game, 50% life-size Candyland. If your roommate's with Zooey Deschanel, it's the perfect way to drink yourself through tricky relationship issues. Christy.
The New Girl.
You got it.
If you swing by 10 forward, you might find Counselor Troy and Commander Data playing this game, involving bishops, rooks, and a 3-tiered game board. Thumbs are so poised. Christy.
Star Trek chess.
It's a fantastic guess.
Puzzle Guru, will we accept that answer?
No.
Okay.
All right. Jordan.
War games?
I'm not going to accept that either, are we? But you can convince the court here.
I have nothing.
Please argue your case, sir.
I think war games involve chess.
Christy, you're so close. Tri-dimensional chess from Star Trek and Star Trek The Next Generation. Right?
That's right.
Oh.
This is your last clue. Matthew Broderick plays a young hacker who unlocks a set of computer games, including chess and tic-tac-toe. Jordan's got his thumb ready.
It's all you.
He settles on global thermonuclear war, a strange game in which the only winning move is not to play. What movie is this game from?
War Games.
Yes, you are correct. Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
Well, Christy, you're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.
Coming up, we'll find out what poor decisions keep comedian David Cross up at night. So stick around. I'm Faith Saley, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.